This is Bob Berdella. This is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. With school just a few weeks away, the Oshkosh School District, like many, is scrambling to find teachers for the upcoming year. At last count, Oshkosh still needs about 36 teachers in addition to subs and other positions. The school district is now planning another job fair for later this month in hopes of filling those vacancies. What a second quarter for the Oshkosh Corporation. The company released numbers this week showing sales for the quarter were up 17% over last year to $2.4 billion. Strong orders has led to a backlog of $15 billion. Oshkosh beat the analyst projections, and the stock price has soared back to better than $100 per share. Talking numbers, EAA is out with their final numbers for Air Venture 2023. A total of 677,000 people turned out for the week-long fly-in. That beats last year's record attendance by some 27,000 people. The city's new Park and Recs building is nearing completion. The administration building should be done sometime this month. The remainder of the facility will be done in September. Page 2, it's been a week since city officials closed the door of the Oshkosh Arena due to fire code violations. City officials say the arena is trying to correct those violations. The arena is supposed to host the Wisconsin Globe playoff game this weekend. City Manager Mark Roloff told me late yesterday that the city is still working with the arena. He's hopeful, but the arena needs to deliver on promises they've made. I guess Friday will be a key day. The countdown is on to the Pyrotechnics International Guild Convention in Oshkosh. There'll be two public fireworks shows. Tickets are just $10 each, available right now at the Oshkosh CVB offices. Gasoline prices up again, this time averaging better than $3.50 a gallon across the city. Waterfest returns to the Leech Amphitheater tonight to Rock the Fox with the Bill of Revivalist, Band of Horses, and Heavy Heavy. Now, the gates open at 5:45 this afternoon at the Leech. Turning to sports, Julie's Touch of Silver is now competing in the World Championships. They're going on in Liverpool, England. That is a quick look at Newsworthy for Thursday. We're back again next week with more on the Chamber website. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.